The reason why I have submitted this motion is because of the delays in getting the occupational therapist report for people who are waiting for housing adaptation grant. And the reason, the main reason that I've been told is that there's not sufficient numbers of occupational therapists in the HSE. And the council contract, the occupational therapist from the HSE. So I'm not saying that the council should go outside the HSE, but in a case where you have people who are waiting for an occupational therapist report for anything up to 3 or 4 months.
Given how tight the council's own budget is there a risk that if the council starts to hire its own occupational health therapists to actually do those assessments, that the council has to take that money from the fund it has available to offer the housing adaptation grants, and ultimately what happens is there's less money in the pot?
I take your point, and it is a valid point, but look, you know, you have people... Well, I'll give you one example. Say somebody who suffered a stroke, the house has to be adapted to accommodate them. Like, do they have to wait 4 or 5 months before anything can be done in relation to work in the house because of the fact that there's no occupational therapist report? And, there are certain areas of the county where there's only the one occupational therapist in the area, and, like, the workload for that particular OT is so great, look at that, the report... They don't have the time to do the report. And what I'm looking for is, certainly, you know, the OTs, like, I mean, and they're excellent at the job they do, and but at the minute there's a lack of them in the HSE. So look at we look across border, look, in the short term, like, to get rid of the backlog of applications that are in there and that are being delayed because of the fact that there are no OT reports.